있고 어떤 아프리카 파마 있겠나요? 그동안 양코르를 판 파스 마우리스 권유기는 가리더마 그런 우리 뜻샷이나 코르를 마와 감시 그나 해봐서 에모리아 그리고 welcome everyone this morning. Just my privilege to welcome you this morning for this announcement from the Dr. Shafiq for Nathan to make the statements and we might take some questions very briefly after the talk.
Αυτό μας κοντά, το έφτωπαν να μην είχε ακούν το ειδήνια τα που είναι να μην κάνει καλή, κυρά καλή ώρα από So, my statement is as follows. It's clear that the leadership issue and the process around it have taken a toll on the Māori Party. And our Māori people, and supporters deserve a unified Māori Party. So I would have liked to provide the stability after Tariana left. However, I believe that one individual is bigger than the party going forward. For the purpose of unity, I've decided to resign as co-leader of the Māori Party. I will stay in place until a new co-leader is confirmed by the National Council. I intend to finish my ministerial and my MP responsibilities at the next election. I wanted to make this announcement sooner rather than later. So is there an upcoming AGM soon? And then at that AGM we can look forward rather than looking back and plan for the future. I'm also stepping down because I want to spend more time with my wife and my whānau. 2 weeks ago we had a great moho. It's already changed my life. And I want to be around them a bit more. So clearly change needs to take place within the party, and my decision is about creating space for that to happen. Now our focus will be on rebuilding and moving forward and growing strong and rebuilding those who have temporarily moved away from us. I'll always be a supporter and a leader of the Māori Party. And I lift out the words until I die. The kaupapa of the party is much bigger than any one person, and as the current leader, it is my job to do the best for the party. And the best thing I can do is to create the space for change to actually happen. So I hope the people will see that I am prepared to do the best for the kaupapa, because it's about kaupapa, including stepping back to allow others to come through. And I'm proud of what we have achieved, totally proud of what we've achieved as a Māori Party, and I will be a supporter of that kaupapa. As Minister, I still have a full policy program that I would like to finish. I'd like to say that it would be also my intention to relinquish at least some of my ministerial responsibilities months before the election to allow the new leader to have that portfolio, that mana and that responsibility leading into the period of campaign. So I've spoken with the Prime Minister and he is sad to see me, but no, he really recognises where we are at this time. He's enjoyed our relationship and we'll still be meeting with him on a regular basis, and he will announce to his caucus today how good the relationship has been and how he has enjoyed our leadership, Tari and I, and look forward to any changes that will be happening in this party. So I wanted to be here today to tell you this, and I wanted to be here with Berua and with Tariana. Part of the problem is we still have to work, and we work great in our portfolios, but it's about perceptions, and sometimes people think they're at each other's throat. You know, they ask questions, you still talk to each other and stuff like that. We wouldn't be able to operate like that because we're all Ngako people, and we have to put ourselves out on the table when we do business. So thank you for coming. No doubt there'll be some questions.
Do you know that's the way for the Tariana Medicare? Oi, fa karo ma o wota tu kwa mo nga mara ma. E wari ko pahuda ken. E mari i te ni wuti to.
Ka hai huri o fa karo.
Na te ni pe pa ka mara ma te ka ro te te ka. Mo
ni ma ni su.
Ja fa fa kari ai to to fa te a so fa te ka ti ma.
You might keep visiting, giving up the ministerial portfolios. You see that you'd be willing to push in some.
Yeah, I have to think about that, and we'll talk together.
Did you make a decision today with a heavy heart?
I made it every day with a heavy heart. I love this party, and I want you to know that we here are totally committed to the concept of having a large group of Māori in Parliament who are led by kaupapa Māori and pursuing that so that kaupapa Māori can come into parliamentary politics but can come into New Zealand. So we're not going to be governed by another philosophy but allow our own philosophies, which are Māori, to come forward. And that is really the whole reason why we're here.
What did you make this decision because you wanted to or because you should? Did you make this decision because you wanted to or because you felt pushed?
I never felt pushed. I made the decision because I have to think what is the best for the party. Otherwise, I'd be kidding myself.
What does this do for the Māori Party's chances at the next election? Is it harder to stand two new candidates in both yours and Kariana's seats and have a chance of holding those seats?
Look, we're a party that is about the progress of our people because we know that's in the interest of New Zealand. We know that deep down our people believe that too. What we've got to do is to work hard to restore their faith, to show them that the progress that we've made must continue, and we believe that they will support that going into the next election. We've got to stop believing that it's individuals who make the difference to the political environment, but it's actually the kaupapa that drives the
philosophy. How did the body change?
I just confirmed what I've been seeing in the regions over the last few months, because I go and visit them and see how they are, what's your branches, and they say, yeah, and say, hey, what's going on with you guys? And this sort of kōrero. And so, yeah, it worried me.
So it gave you a clear signal that by-election result of the weekend?
And then, talking to people, rather than the results, it was still there amongst the people. You know, I went from Ruatoria right down.
Will you now take on that leadership role? Is that your intention? It's not a decision for today. It's a decision for the AGM.
What do you think about the decision? We know that we've been looking for, you know, to grow another lot of people to come through. We've got a number of young people very keen, very excited about an opportunity to represent our people. We know the majority of our people are under 35 years of age. We believe that we need to have their voice coming through.
How difficult is it going to be to fill those seats now with yourself and Peter going to step down? Tūrūrō is the only one with a seat at the moment that will be going into the next election.
Like I said, it's not about the individuals. In the end, our people have to decide whether they want to continue living in a state of activism, always fighting on the sidelines, or whether they want a political movement that is about progressing their issues, and that's what the Māori Party stands for. We know that there are many, many people that absolutely support that, and we take into account that only 50% of our people voted in the
by-election.
Yeah.
as some people have suggested, some pundits and some political parties have suggested, is this the end of the Māori Party?
No, it isn't, because they're just playing politics. I mean, in the end, when you think about it, Labour did not win Ikaroa Rāpiti. In fact, they lost probably 50% of their vote. We didn't win either, but we maintained our vote. So, you know, we think that we've got a lot of work to do. We need to get out there probably talking ourselves up more. We don't do that, but maybe we need to be taking a little bit of harmless thing and talk ourselves up a lot more than what we do.
It's
Oh, yes, absolutely it is time for a united front. And the strange thing about it is that we've always been united. We may have had a difference of view about the leadership issue, but we have always been united, and I want to say that today.
Kia hapi te oranga I nika, tōna ki anga I nika, ka pēhea tērā I tētai ki te kaiarangi hou.
Ka taia, I toa I uruaru ki roti ngā mahi mini whakaraga mō e nā mō mō tō. Nā reira he mahi, ngā wari nō iho ki a, mahi me ka piriwiri ki tāna ko paila mō tāua
iho. Kia hake whainau te tuku I tahi o tāua mahi ki aia?
Kia kite ai te iwi ka iaia te mana I runga pia I era mō mō mahi, ka tū rangatira ia hei minita I rā
Dr. Chandler, when you spoke to the Prime Minister, did he say that he would be happy to work with whoever you chose as the new co-leaders?
Yes.
Mrs. Turner, do you intend to remain co-leader until the election?
Yes. Yes. Given I'm the only woman here. but of course, you know, should the party decide to start looking externally once we've chosen our candidates, it's probably a good time to be thinking about that.
You could have a co-leader outside of
that. That's what I
mean. Yeah,
that's
so
right.
Is there
a possibility? Would you consider? Oh, I definitely would. We're waiting to see who comes through the selection.
How well has the Māori Party handled its succession and its renewal? I mean, are you in the right position to have both of you going at the same time? I mean, Dr. Sharples had wanted the continuity. You yourself have delayed your retirement from Parliament on two occasions now. What's been the biggest challenge in managing this, and why hasn't it been done better?
Well, I don't know what's about better, really. I don't know whether you can talk better. There's only three of us. Very difficult then at any time to be talking about leaving when there is only three of you. But what we do have confidence is in the people who have put their hands up to want to come in there. And we know that they are people who are very progressive, that they too want to see our people in this country progress. Because they know that's important for the future of this country. Really important for us all to begin to acknowledge that by the year 2050, this country is going to be have a majority of Asians, Māori and Pacific. We should be preparing for that, and that's what we're doing.
Realistically, what will the relationship between the Māori Party and the Māori Party look like in the future?
Well, that remains to be seen.
Well, issues like that will be discussed in the meeting for the whole.
Is that really a realistic option, though, given that not so long ago we were sitting here with Hone Harawira when he left?
Well, you know, in the end, we have kaupapa and tikanga that we live by and that we practice. We've always said we're willing to go with anybody who's prepared to practice those things too.
Can Ken Honeyhara Rita. Right, that's what you're doing.
Dr. Sharples.
To what extent is this an end of an era for the Māori Party?
Sorry?
To what extent is this the end of an era?
I think it's the end of a first burst, but it's not the end of an era. I think we've come through so many different issues, and we've come here, we've made marvellous gains for our people, which go right largely unnoticed, believe it or not, which is real sad. But, and so now it's time to look at the next election and see how what's best for that and how we can go forward from there.
Dr. Sharples, what?
His emotions these days.
Oh, just...
What do you think has done the party the most damage? Has it been the fight for the leadership, or has it been the fact that you're supporting National?
Well, that's what people say, and I think to a certain extent that has been hammered around the community quite a bit, and I think many Māori actually believe that without understanding that this is how they got their money for the language programs that we've got, that's how they got whānau ora. And the
health and social services, all of those things came out of National. And our people unfortunately think that it is Labour who's done all those things for them. That's not true.
So this is a natural consequence, a consequence of being a minor coalition partner?
Well, I think it is. I think that it's always difficult. There's no doubt that National have a particular political agenda that doesn't sit well with our people. And our job has been to try and be the most powerful advocates that we can be, but we know that three votes can't beat 61.
So you're the third.
On that note, do you think that the Māori Party needs to break away from National, given the perception that the people do have?
No, because then we could sit in opposition and do nothing. We've made huge gains over the last few years that we've been sitting at the table of government. Matua Whakarangi Waniata, who was our previous president, always told us that we could sit in isolation and sit in the crossbenches and achieve nothing, or we can sit in the very hard place and do the very best that we can, and we believe we do that.
What about, I mean, obviously we saw the by-election down when you were coming in before Marae Hania. Don't you think that that may be a bit of a sign from the people that they don't want you in coalition?
No, I don't see that as the reason. My view is this, that our people have become very used to having very negative messages portrayed to them about the situation that they live in. They actually don't need politicians to tell them that. They know their day-to-day living situation. We're a party who are trying to give our people hope, pride, that we can lift ourselves up and we can do for ourselves without relying, in fact, on governments and agencies and providers to do for us. That's often quite a difficult message to get through to our people, who have become used to having others make decisions for them. We're not prepared to do that. We're not prepared to compromise that, because we know the future for our people lies in their ability to have self-belief.
Dr. Sharples?
just to say this, that it's not the by-election result that I'm responding to. It is the fact that, like my moving around the district and the elections, through the intensive 3 weeks I had on the trail, the same thing came up. So it was what I found amongst the people, that the leadership thing was an issue, real. So, in their perception.
Did you not think that it was an issue?
Oh, yes, but not to the extent that I did, but that really brought it home. So it was really seeing it firsthand with my closest relatives and stuff like that, whānau, those are my two tribes down there. So, I know them personally. So, it just came home to me.
Does that indicate that perhaps you haven't spent enough time out and about amongst the future?
Well, usually the complaint is I'm never here. I'm out and about. No, I've been here.
You haven't had that message, though.
Well, I have. As I said, for 8 months now, that message has been coming through. And so it's a question of how, what we do about it, how we move forward for the good of the party. And that's why we're taking this step today.
Peter, can you be here by Arapira and me to whānau I tēnei mā?
O kei te hari kōia. Sorry,
what about the future of Tamaki Ngāpōrero? Labour seems quite confident that it will win that seat in the next election.
I was thinking the same.
Pita, ki hiena te kōrero ka pū te ruha, ka hao te rangatahi. Koe ke te wāne mō ngā kano mi rangatahi.
When can we expect to see some of these new candidates, some of these new people to put their hands up in the Māori Party?
Well, we've already started going through a wānanga process to have a look at the people who are putting their hands up. We want to know what their values and beliefs are that they will bring into this environment. We need to be sure that they are going to be the right people coming through. I imagine that fairly early next year they will begin to see people coming through.
He pita, he rana kore wa te kirimia ki a koe, anō hoki o tūkani me kore i ngā tuarua mo te koha i ngā mahi minita a te whaiai.
He tautoko, he tautoko i a tūno pauria ki te kiti a hau, nā tūne e noho roa, māu roti a māi, roti ngā mahi. Engari, e tautoko ana, tautoko ana i a mātakato i tēnei pāra.
That us, ladies and gentlemen. All right, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it. Go to that.